For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join Dr. Kevin Pissarro next week for his discussion on megafood with Aaron Stokes. Now, today we are honored to interview Janine Blackman, MD, PhD, Medical Director, and founder of Living Wellness Medical Center. And our subject is feminine rejuvenation. And Dr. Blackman is uniquely trained as an expert in fields of natural medicine, nutrition, and hormones for disease prevention, optimal health, and longevity. Dr. Blackman founded the Living Wellness Medical Center with the mission to provide personalized expertise and support for people to achieve optimum health and to live strong, sharp, and vibrant at every age. I love that mission. Welcome to the show, Dr. Blackman.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be talking with you today and especially to be introducing this rather unique subject we're going to be talking about.
Well, let's get started. If you want to talk a little bit more about your background and how you entered this aspect of medicine, I think that's always interesting to our listeners.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So my MD, PhD background involved research in women's health and particularly in hormones, and in particular with the problems associated with the Premarin that was being given many years ago. And so I was involved in a lot of those studies early on in discovering some of the problems with the non-bioidentical, non-natural hormones. And then as I finished my clinical training in family medicine, I just became even more aware of the pharmaceutical approach really lacking in what I felt was what was important in terms of helping people be truly healthy and really what's called primordial prevention, try to prevent diseases and reverse them at the root cause as opposed to just masking them with pharmaceuticals. So, you know, I had my PhD before I finished my residency, and then once I finished residency, I realized I wanted a different approach. So I immediately went into what's called an integrative medicine fellowship, and I had the privilege to do a full-time residence fellowship training in that, where I had a lovely experience of practicing alongside all kinds of other natural healers that you don't get exposed to in conventional medical training. So I worked with naturopaths and Chinese medicine herbalists and acupuncturists and homeopaths and other hands-on types of treatment. And I realized that I began my journey, and this was over 15 years ago, of learning, okay, how do you really help a body heal and be well in terms of reversing problems? And at that time, there was like a big surge of chronic fatigue syndrome in the country, and nobody knew what it was. And, you know, conventional medicine was throwing, you know, antidepressants at it, and obviously not a good solution. So, you know, working with natural medicine to help kind of turn those cases around kind of got me and started in learning about what we call today functional medicine and nutritional medicine. And then the Women's Health Study came out really proving that, you know, Premarin and Provera were not safe as approaches for helping women at menopause. So during my fellowship, I got training in bioidentical hormones also, perfect timing. And then the demand for bioidenticals grew as women became aware of, well, their gynecologists are not wanting to prescribe them Premarin anymore for good reason. And So the demand grew, so I got more experience in doing bioidentical hormones, and so I've been doing that with women and men, because it turns out that men are having rates of drops of testosterone in men today are occurring at younger ages than they used to. Surprisingly, I even have, 20 and 30 year old men with, clinically low testosterone, and obviously the environmental stressors. Lots of hypotheses as to what's going on in these otherwise healthy men. So doing bioidentical replacement in men and women of all ages, whether it's young or old, and the studies that are growing in that field are showing the wonderful safety and long-term health benefits in terms of helping us stay functional as we age through all the ages, and keeping our bones strong and our muscles strong and our brains healthy and our hearts healthy, because the heart's a muscle and it responds very, very well to these hormones also, as opposed to all the negative press that came out on the non-bioidentical hormones in terms of Premarin increasing stroke risk and other cardiovascular problems. And none of those problems occur when you're doing bioidenticals. You're doing them balanced, which is a key term. There's a synergy between the hormones, and in women in particular, there's a balancing that's necessary. But actually, ironically, in men, there's also, or ironic is the wrong word, but there's also an important balance. Mostly we're working with testosterone, but you have to make sure that the conversion to estrogen is not excessive. And lifestyle factors play a key role in that, because fat cells convert testosterone to estrogen. So if a man's overweight, you're going to have more conversion. So you got to work with them to help get the weight off, which is important for their health anyway. And so there's a whole, so my practice over the last 15 years has evolved in terms of working with bioidentical hormones, but then working with nutrition and lifestyle interventions to optimize health. So whether I'm working with a 30-year-old or a 75-year-old, it doesn't matter. Everything is customized and, adjusted appropriate for who they are and how they live their life. And so then eventually, all working with a lot of menopausal women, more and more issues of sexual dysfunction started coming up and being raised in the context of a private clinical conversation with vaginal dryness. And let's say they didn't pursue hormone therapy, and they're coming to me in their early 60s, and they've been menopausal for over 10 years. And they're saying, they really can't have sex anymore because the atrophic vaginitis, which is a medical term, a woman won't use that term with me. They'll just say it's too dry down there to do anything, or they'll make it have expressions like, there isn't enough KY jelly in the world for us to be able to function and have a sexual experience. And I'm like, whoa, so the estrogen levels have gotten so extreme that the vaginal mucosa tissue has gotten so dry that it actually starts to stick together. And it becomes a very unhealthy situation for a woman, because not only does she lose her ability to have a sexual experience with her partner, but when it becomes that dry, the natural flora is lost, so that they then start losing, or they increase frequency of urinary tract infections and vaginal infections occur even without sexual experiences. And then the pelvic floor becomes weaker, and so you have more problems with bladder prolapse or uterine prolapse, so higher rates of needs for surgery, and of course all the risks that go along with surgery. And so it's, but most women, keep this to themselves. They don't talk about it even with their friends, let alone their doctor, that they can't have sex anymore, or that they're having all these problems with frequent urinary tract infections and prolapsed bladder or so forth. And they just kind of suffer silently. And then if they bring it up with their conventional doctors, if they don't need surgery yet, what's offered for atrophic vaginitis, for example, is a Premarin cream, which is back to your horse estrogens, and or Vagifem, which is a trade name for a bioidentical estradiol tablet that's put in the vagina, but they're not balancing these hormones with bioidentical progesterone. So you're putting them at increased risk for endometrial cancer, which we learned back in the 1960s and 70s that that's what would happen if you give a woman only estrogen without balancing of progesterone.
Well, this is so clearly described. You just gave us a fabulous summary. And I'm always impressed with your background. I look at it this way, that medical education is one language. And as physicians such as you have become more knowledgeable in the many non-traditional aspects and important aspects of healthcare, they speak many languages. They don't unlearn the medical language. And I just want to emphasize that because I know my own experience has been that many people feel when a physician turns toward integrative functional alternative medicine practices, they've jumped off the cliff. They've now unlearned everything. And they haven't. They have many toolboxes, whereas the medical education is a good education, but it's one toolbox. It's one language. And you have truly, you have an integrative medical practice, and so impressed with what you have been sharing with us. Let's keep that conversation going.
Okay, well, thank you for that. So in 2015, a new treatment came out that I learned about that was very surprising for me, and it was about feminine rejuvenation, and it really means vulvovaginal rejuvenation. And I'm like, well, what is that? You know, I'm learning about it at one of my meetings on the forefront of healthy and anti-aging medicine conventions, and it's about resolving, reversing the aging process in the genitals for women that has to do with loss of hormones with menopause, or has to do with injuries that come from vaginal childbirth. And so the laxity that can come from that, or the nerve damage and so forth. Now there is a non-surgical treatment using very safe form of energy medicine, and it's radio frequency heat. The heat, though, is not, don't be frightened by it. It is actually like what I just tell women, it's like the heat of a warm bath, and it won't be any more. It's just as desirable and comfortable as a warm bath. So, in terms of the heat that's up, so there's a probe was designed, a very slender probe was designed for inserting into the vaginal canal that delivers the radio frequency energy, and there's, and it's delivering this energy to the whole length of the canal and the vulva area and the clitoral area and around the urethra. Because what this radio frequency energy does is it stimulates these neural peptides immediately to come to the area, which stimulates blood flow, a collagen restructuring, and nerve regeneration. So it's getting the body to do the healing, on its own and without any painful experience for the woman. And this was actually developed by a urogynecologist in Southern California. Of course, most things start on the West Coast. And we really just started experimenting in his patient population and discovered women were coming to him for surgical treatments because that's all that was they thought was available. And he started trying this radio frequency treatments and discovered he could avoid surgery most of the time unless something was really, really extreme. And but you could do more than you could do with surgery, which was actually the nicer moral to the story is surgery can't really do anything but a physical tightening, but it can't restore blood flow, nerve health, and collagen restructuring to bring resolve laxity back to a normal tone. And it's something that can sustain itself. Now the aging process will of course continue. So if a woman's not on natural hormones to help it sustain itself, the treatment will have to be repeated over a course of a lifetime. And the current model, the research study that was conducted and has been published and was submitted to the FDA. So this is an FDA approved treatment as of 2015.
So that's FDA approved, and I think that's a really important statement. We're talking about such a cutting-edge type of treatment and so safe, and we're going to continue to discuss this in more detail. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. This is a reminder, just join us next Sunday for Kevin Passaro's discussion on megafood with Aaron Stokes. Now, today we're honored to interview Janine Blackman, MD, PhD, and medical director and founder of Living Wellness Medical Center. And our subject is feminine rejuvenation. Dr. Blackman, could you expand a little bit on what your center provides? And we want to continue with this feminine rejuvenation using radio frequency treatments.
Well, the focus in my practice is helping people optimize their health, and I have an approach where I optimize hormones and balance hormones, doing bioidentical natural hormones, and then I measure nutrient deficiencies and optimize that, because nutrient problems also interfere with optimal hormones, and those two together are the advice I work with people and in my toolbox in helping people learn how they can be as healthy as possible and help them reduce medications as their bodies respond to the optimal nutrients and optimal hormones. Blood pressure improves, cholesterol improves, sleep quality improves, just health improves overall. then it's easier to become more physically active because they're feeling better and have better exercise endurance and so forth, because exercise is a key element of just being healthy and how to live healthy. But if you're feeling fatigued and not sleeping well and high anxiety because your hormones are out of balance, it's hard to maintain even any sort of regular exercise regimen. So that's my philosophy in helping people get well, is by optimizing hormones and using bioidenticals and then optimizing nutrition and then just coaching them through the process of balancing their life and getting fitness and activity levels in their life to maintain a good fitness level. And so in that process, as I work with people, sexual health becomes an important part of life also. And as we age or have had traumas to, particularly for women during childbirth, that has reduced the quality of our sexual experience, from maybe a traumatic childbirth or just the stretching that happens or some nerve damage that happens or, you know, a strong episiotomy that didn't heal well that, you know, affects their quality of life. So that ended up leading me to being interested in when this new technology came out called Thermiva, which is a radio frequency treatment for what's called feminine rejuvenation. And it's really specifically talking about the whole vulva area and the vaginal canal to restore that to optimal health, whether it's from a childbirth issue or whether it's from low hormones as a part of the aging menopausal and aging process. It applies in both scenarios. And it uses a technology that's just eliciting the human body's natural healing response. So it's not dependent on a pharmaceutical approach, and it's also not dependent on any surgical approaches. And helps restore the natural blood flow and nerve health and collagen restimulation to regenerate in that area. And really helps avoid the need for future surgeries that women will seek out for things like urinary leakage and organ prolapse that happens as the pelvic floor gets weaker and weaker with age, and such as for things like the bladder or the uterus can often prolapse. Certainly, and so can the rectum can prolapse into the vaginal canal. All of those, of course, interfere significantly with a healthy sexual life and also interfere with physical health because they lead to more infections and then more antibiotics and more complications with sexual intimacy if you're constantly fighting off infections. So the radio frequency technology called Thermiva that was FDA approved in 2015, is a kind of a wonderful new treatment that's available to women today that most of us don't know exists. And most women suffer silently about their problems with their sexual health and the decline in their sexual health. And they just say, well, it's just part and parcel of having children or part and parcel of getting older. And they sort of accept it. And, you know, today we have a new opportunities to live vitally until very late in life. And most of us will want to take that opportunity to do so if it's something that can be healthy for our body and not have any, significant or even minor negative side effects. And the Thermiva radio frequency treatment really has really a zero complication rate.
Wow.
Which is amazing that something like that, and to have something that is, you know, have pain-free, so there's no anesthesia, it's in and out of the office on the same day, you can resume normal sexual activity the same day, and you get results fairly quickly. The clinical trial showed that the optimal number of treatments are 3 separate treatments 30 days apart, but many women report significant improvements after the first, but in the trial it basically said that every woman continued to get additional improvement when she did a series of 3 treatments. But after that there really wasn't any more significant improvement. But I would say, And I coach my women that, you know, you're going to get an improvement over 30 days. We're going to do it a second time. You'll get more improvement. Then we'll do it a third. But even after that third, for several months after that, the body is continuing to do its thing, its healing response in terms of that energy input. And so many women, including my own experience, will say, you know, 4-6 months later, they felt like things were still getting better from the treatment that had ended several months earlier. And better meaning sexual experience gets better, or orgasmic, the ease of reaching orgasm or the strength of orgasms will be improving, the frequency of urination or the urge or the problem with leakage, with coughing or with sports will continue to improve as the pelvic floor tightens up in response to the treatment. And so I'm really just excited to try to get this message out there that this is something that even exists and that is not a scary thing to do. It's a, you know, not a painful experience. It's, you know, no healing time. So it's not like you have to plan time off for work and recovery. And you don't have to suffer with a lot of these problems today.
Well, it is a remarkable change and a remarkable approach because, as you said, we've had medicines that are not always safe, and
right,
we've got surgeries that are not always successful, and certainly some of the surgeries involving meshes to support the pelvic area have ended up being a disaster for so many women. And almost impossible to reverse when they have mesh damage. I've had a number of patients who have experienced that. I always wondered why they didn't figure that out in the trials that they did prior to using the meshes on women. So this, no side effects, there's almost nothing that we do where we can say there are no side effects.
I know.
And that isn't this wonderful what you're accomplishing. And I also wanted to reemphasize on the bioidentical hormones. When the controversy first surfaced on Premarin and Provera, in the literature, now it was in toxicology literature, so it's not something a journalist would have picked up. It was very specific. And what I found was that Provera was 40 times the level of carcinogenicity than natural progesterone. And then Premarin had its own problems. So the combination was a disaster.
Absolutely. And very, very few people, very, very few doctors are aware that Provera was really probably the worse than Premarin. But Premarin, because it's called an estrogen, estrogen got the bad rep for everything. And really, the more studies, if you're staying up on this, it's the Provera, which is a synthetic progestin. It's not a true bioidentical progesterone at all. And it was developed specifically for addressing the uterus in terms of estrogen stimulating excessive endometrial growth and then leading to endometrial cancer that happened in the previous century. Because when they first started treating women with Premarin, they were doing it just Premarin alone, and then there was a huge increase of endometrial cancer in this country. I can't remember which decade this would have been in, 60s or 70s. And so they quickly realized, oh my God, what's called unopposed Premarin therapy or unopposed estrogen therapy, but it was really this horse estrogen Premarin. Just to take a pause on Premarin, there are over 40 different estrogens in a female horse. And female humans only have 3 estrogens. And the main estrogen in Premarin is estrone, which is something the females have, we make in our fat cells, but our ovaries don't make estrone. It's not the primary estrogen for women. Estrone's one of the most undesirable forms of estrogen, but that's what, you know, Premarin consists of mostly. And so they learned quickly that they needed to come up with something to address the endometrial cancer rise that was occurring. So Provera came on the market, and it was really created and manipulated to just address the uterus. And it did nothing to address the issue on breast health, because that hadn't become the awareness of breast cancer increasing with estrogen from Premarin, I should say, not estrogen, from Premarin, hadn't hit the awareness yet, because there's a longer lag time.
Yes.
And so the Provera wasn't doing anything. Unfortunately, it actually was causing probably more of the harm on breast health. So the increase in breast cancer was probably mostly more related to the Provera than it was to the Premarin. Absolutely hate Provera, and, you know, don't want to prescribe it, and find it so sad that that's still, you know, standard, you know, recommendations to doctors. If you look up the protocol, even if you look up the, if I look up my resource as a conventionally minded doctor, if I look up what's called this vaginal atrophy or atrophic vaginitis, you know, it'll tell me to prescribe vaginal, Premarin, for example. And then the guidelines will say, you know, if a woman still has her uterus, you may want to also prescribe Provera. It's so sad that that's still the recommendation, because we know it's bad for breast health. And the same advice, if you look up Vagifem, and that's an estradiol tablet that's put in the vaginal canal, it'll say, well, if a woman still has her uterus, make sure you give her Provera, and or use this for the shortest amount of time possible. Well, okay, I'm working with women, and I want to treat them for, I want to keep them healthy for life. I don't want to give them something, oh, this will give you a few months of improvement, but the risks are so great you could only use it for a few months. I mean, what's the point? We want health for lifetime. We want good sex at 50, we want good sex at 60 or 70 or 80 or 90. And we don't want it just for a few months. And so the bioidentical hormones and using bioidentical progesterone is a much better approach for overall health, and can then also, you know, have a great impact on keeping the whole, female genitalia healthy.
Yes, and it's within the language of the body. The body understands these types of hormones. And for
Absolutely.
Those who have just tuned in, we're having a very interesting discussion with Janine Blackman on feminine rejuvenation. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths, offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 50 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. This is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice, and just a reminder that they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and today we're honored to be interviewing Janine Blackman, MD, PhD, Medical Director, and founder of Living Wellness Medical Center. And our subject is feminine rejuvenation. We've been talking about bioidentical hormones, so we'll keep that conversation going. And Dr. Blackman, could you give information on your center and how people can contact you?
Oh, yes, thank you. So the Living Wellness Medical Center is in downtown Bethesda, and our website is just livingwellnessmedical.com. And so that's the best way to contact us is through that website. And the center focuses on natural approaches to optimal health, and it takes optimal health at all ages through the spectrum, mostly adult on up. And my approach is using optimizing hormones and optimizing nutrition. And nutrition in terms of, measuring for nutrient deficiencies that may be interfering with hormone balance, interfering with hormone production, interfering with natural detoxification pathways, and then nutrition from a perspective of optimizing GI function, because a lot of people will also come to me kind of for might be irritable bowel or functional bowel conditions that really need a natural nutritional approach to resolving them. And they've always gone, most people that come here have tried the conventional route and realized they're not getting anywhere, that the medicines either are not effective or cause more problems than they're worth. And or people will often come to me on an array of a long list of medicines saying they're waking up to the insanity of, all my doctor wants to give me is one more medicine, and it's just not working. I'm feeling miserable all the time. I having a hard time maintaining my work life, and in terms of energy and brain focus. And, I'm feeling old before my time. And these are people in their 40s or 50s or 60s that, want to keep working and want to stay vital. And, we're depleted in the stress in our society and the demand for, our 24/7 workaholic mindset has really depleted most of our hormones, and the standard American diet depletes all of our nutritional, needs, or is not meeting our nutritional needs. And I really help bring people to an awareness of, okay, let's take a break. Let's evaluate where your nutrients are, where your hormones are, and let's start rebuilding. And And if I can start using, I use bioidentical hormones to build them up, certain nutrients to bring them up, discussion around including, you know, whole foods and natural foods and plants and the importance of that in the diet. Suddenly, you know, sleep quality improves and brain focus improves and just mindset and realizing that, wow, the body can actually get younger again. And one of the things I like to teach people is that, you know, the human body, our cells are regenerating constantly. And in a year's time, almost everything's been regenerated. Hardly any cell is the same a year later. But if those cells in every organ are regenerating in an environment where there's lack of hormones, a lack of good nutrition, high cortisol stress hormones out of balance, and they're going to regenerate in an aging way. You know, they're going to regenerate so that you are feeling like you're getting old before your time because they're not regenerating in a healthy way. But you change your internal milieu, you change your environment, you optimize your hormones, you optimize your nutrition. Suddenly, your body's sleeping better. And that during our restorative sleep is when the body's repairing itself, but it has everything around that it needs to repair. Your cells and organs are regenerating now with the right things that are needed. So the organs can actually get younger. And so that's what I say. I feel younger today than I did 15 years ago when I was busy raising small children and living the crazy life and the hospital hours and so forth. And, you know, now I'm in my later 50s and I know that I'm healthier because I'm using and I walk my talk and I employ what I teach my patients and try to provide our human bodies with everything it needs to heal itself and keep itself healthy.
Well, the approach is so practical. I'm always, my metaphor is how we treat a car. We don't wait till the fan belt breaks and we're out of gas and we're out of oil. We actually tune the engine and we replace the oil and we try to keep that car young, vibrant, and healthy. And
absolutely.
It was always appalling to me that in traditional allopathic medicine, that was quackery. And this was the definition of quackery in medicine, to treat a condition that did not exist. And in Maryland, back in the 70s, doctors were called before the board, the medical board, if they recommended a plant-based organic type diet for heart disease, diabetes, cancer. And it was because we were treating, that was quackery, treating a condition that doesn't exist. And I bring this up because I want people to understand it was a tough time for practitioners back then.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every practitioner I knew was called before medical boards. Now that's changing as medical boards are getting educated into mm-hmm. all the aspects where the onus is on the medical board to have an expert in the area consult with him if they are evaluating somebody in integrative medicine, alternative medicine, et cetera. And so I'm delighted to see the change, but the attitude doesn't always change as quickly. And there's still a little bit of an attitude, don't you think, Dr. Blackman?
Oh, there certainly is still an attitude. It's long. It's going to be a long process. But, you know, continuing with your car analogy, I use the car analogy that says, you know, when your check engine light comes on, you know, most people get very alarmed and want to get it checked out. And I say, you know, pharmaceutical medicine is like putting a Band-Aid or a piece of tape over that light and just pretending it's not there.
Oh, who did I hear say that? It might have been a comedian. Oh, when that light goes on, I just put a Band-Aid over it. No, it was on one of the comedy shows.
Yes.
Then I don't have to look at it.
Exactly. Because, oh, my blood pressure's up. Oh, I'll just take a pill and bring it down and pretend it never was up. And I'm like, but, you know, that pill didn't really fix why it's up, you know? Or the cholesterol's up. Oh, let's just take a pill and bring it down. You know, but it didn't address why the cholesterol's up. You know, we have to look at our lives over and over again, come to the awareness that if we give the body what it needs, it will correct itself. And it never needs a pharmaceutical drug, with the exception, we can bash conventional medicine, but the one place it shines is in the emergency situation. And, so in acute care, in your critical care, it can survive, help you survive in that moment, in that critical moment when something horrible happened. But it doesn't help you fix the long-term recovery and reversing the problems and helping you heal. Or the other analogy I say, when your house is on fire, we always call the fire department, and they're great. You want them to come with their axes and their water hoses to break down the doors and get the water inside and put it out. But you, next day when you need to rebuild the house, you don't call the fire department again. You need somebody else that's going to come and rebuild your house. And that's what I do. I feel like I rebuild the body. And it's a whole process of using my skills as a doctor and my access to lab testing and nutrient testing and my access to bioidentical hormones and my, long experience in the research field in hormones and in clinical practice to, really become an expert in how to balance hormones in an optimal way and in a really safe way that helps us safe to use for our lifetime, not the shortest time possible that conventional hormones are recommended. But then in working with people to realize, it's our lives that are killing us. Everything that's affecting us today, it's lifestyles. That's what's bringing us down. And if we have to look at our lives and realize we have to wake up to creating balance in our lives and balance in everything. In work and in love and in nutrition and, physical activity and so forth.
Lifestyle. Lifestyle matters. And it,
absolutely.
It matters. It's so important. Briefly, go over the Premarin Provera, what I call the bad fake, bad estrogen and fake progesterone. A little bit more about why that is important for women to understand.
All right. So the Premarin that very few doctors are commonly prescribing anymore since the Women's Health Initiative came out in 2002. But that was the mainstay, and that's the horse estrogen. So Premarin literally stands for pregnant mares because it was horses were kept pregnant, then their urine was collected and the estrogen was taken out of their urine because their estrogen levels are super high during pregnancy, just as they are in human females. So they were given kind of a one-size-fits-all dose, nothing customized in terms of oral Premarin. And, of course, we also learned through that oral estrogen is not the best approach, even with bioidenticals. But let me stay on the subject of the Premarin. And then Provera, which is a synthetic progestin, not a true bioidentical progesterone at all, was introduced or given alongside that to protect the uterus because any form of estrogen is stimulating to the endometrial tissue to build up. And then progesterone, bioidentical progesterone in the female body, keeps that under control and keeps a balance so that endometrial lining doesn't get excessive, build up a nice lining. That's supposed to happen every month when we're premenopausal and prepare the uterus for pregnancy. Then when pregnancy doesn't happen, the lining sheds. Well, in a postmenopausal woman, if you give her Premarin by itself, the lining will just get thicker and thicker and thicker, and that ended up leading to endometrial cancer, many years later. And Provera was introduced on the market specifically. It was an engineered progesterone-like product that could be patented. So it wasn't true progesterone, which could not be patented. That's a bioidentical product. Provera was a synthetic progestin, that targeted the uterus, that kept the Premarin from overstimulating the endometrial tissue, and then was very successful at stopping the rise in endometrial cancer that was occurring in the previous decades when Premarin was given alone. So Provera was the mainstay if a woman still had her uterus. And then if a woman didn't have her uterus, if she had had a hysterectomy but was going to be given hormone replacement therapy, she would be given, so if she had her uterus removed, she could give Premarin alone. And if she still had her uterus, then she would be given Premarin with Provera. And then sometimes they marketed that in the combined pill called Prempro.
Yes, and that was the disaster that we spoke about earlier. I'm just reminding those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're talking with Dr. Janine Blackman, Medical Director and Founder of Living Wellness Medical Center. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so don't forget to join Kevin next week for his discussion on Mega Food with Aaron Stokes. And today we've been having a fascinating discussion with Janine Blackman, MD, PhD, and Medical Director and Founder of Living Wellness Medical Center here in Bethesda, Maryland. We've been talking about feminine rejuvenation, but talking about the broader aspects of preventive medicine, which is now called integrative medicine. We've had lots of names for it, but I call it the buffet of health choices that we can make, not just limited, and the interrelationship that many of these functional, alternative, complementary therapies give us. So, Dr. Blackman, give us an overview and a few take-home ideas that we need.
All right, thank you. So as follow-up to our last conversation just before the break, and I was talking about Premarin and Provera, those were the conventional hormones that were being offered very commonly. And unfortunately, they're still being offered a little bit and for short-term purposes. But I want women to know, and men, that there are bioidentical hormones and being offered by doctors who have sought out specialty treatment, specialty training, I should say. And I'm one of those doctors. So I consider myself a natural hormone expert. And I want people to know that your cardiologist or your internal medicine doctor or so forth, whatever specialist you seek your normal care from, are not hormone experts. And so you may seek advice from them, or, you know, or they may say, oh, hormones are bad. But they're going back to the media's, you know, attention on all the problems with Premarin and Prempro, which were appropriate. There are problems with those. But there are other safe solutions out there, but you need a hormone expert and to be able to help you with that. And they are safe and they are customized. And a good doctor like myself will take into consideration your whole picture. So for a woman, for example, she's had uterine fibroids in her past. She may be postmenopausal and not have them now, but I'll know that that means she was estrogen dominant for a long time of her life, and that probably means she doesn't detoxify estrogens very well. And I'll go through a whole explanation as to what that even means, which I don't have time for now, but that's part of how I work with people to understand, and diet has a big role in that. So it does come down to a good nutrition, but having the insight as to what's important in a good diet to help you detoxify your hormones and help you optimize your hormones. And then hormones is just one aspect of the other subject of our interview today, of introducing this concept, this new technology, this safe technology that's out for feminine rejuvenation, to really help women through all aspects of injuries from vaginal childbirth versus menopause and aging in terms of treating the whole vulva and vaginal canal and really rejuvenating it to even a youthful appearance, because women don't like to talk about it, but even the appearance of our genitalia does not stay its youthful look as we get older, and that actually comes back online with the radiofrequency treatment and things the tissue can retract and plump up and color changes happen in a healthy, positive way. So I like women to realize that urinary leakage issues can be improved with this technique. The whole sexual experience can be improved with this technique. And the more serious problem of atrophic vaginitis that happens to older women, this is the perfect solution, using the radio frequency to restore that to normal health in a way that doesn't require any surgery and can really improve overall well-being. And this is really important for a lot of women who are kind of starting over again in their life, perhaps with a new partner after being divorced for a long time and want to have a healthy sexual life at later years in life. It is a very safe and effective treatment available.
This is a good wind-up, and I appreciate your information. We learned a lot today. Thank you, Dr. Blackman.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.